Republicans argue that Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling's ability to cast tie-breaking votes in the Senate gives them an effective majority. Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says, however, that Lieutenant Governor Bowling is not a member of the Senate and can't be included as part of a majority.
Yes, he has the ability to break ties, but there are very few ties in the Virginia Senate. You can look back over history and see how many times a lieutenant governor has actually had to cast a tie-breaking vote. And I'm not entirely sure all of those were on issues that broke out 2020 on a partisan divide. 20 only equals 20, and the Republicans certainly don't hold a majority in the Virginia Senate.
Democrats are asking for all committee rosters to be increased from 15 to 16 to allow for power sharing, reflecting the even split in the chamber. Republicans, however, are continuing full speed ahead to reorganize the Senate in their favor. Craig Carper, WCVE News.